Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome along to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, the women of Dublin, we come together, we put our Dave through his paces on the Girly Quiz. He's been away the last couple of weeks. Both of our boyfriends have given it a go in your absence.
They have.
Yeah, but you know what? I haven't really had time off because I have a girlfriend now and she loves the Girly Quiz and she's been asking me Girly Quiz questions. And the ones I don't know, she's been taking down to send to you.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, I haven't got a text from Pippa yet, so you can tell her to send them on.
There's not very many questions I don't know, Ash.
Oh, is that yeah.
I've actually gotten so cocky at this, I've grown a mustache. That's how manly I am.
You're doing that for Movember, let's just be honest. Very excitingly, the Girly Quiz is now with Beabel Beauty, a luxury cosmetics and tan brand that makes contemporary glamour and beauty available to everybody. And our phone a female this morning is going to win herself a gorgeous Beabel Beauty hamper for her and a friend, and that's Kira this morning.
Kira, good morning.
Good morning, Kira. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for your help, even though I probably won't need it, to be honest with you.
Kira, do you have a friend in mind that you'd source out with the beauty hamper?
I'd give it to my sister.
Lovely.
Oh, very nice.
That's right, the Christmas sorted for her.
Lovely.
Listen, you hang on, Kira. We will definitely be crossing back to you very soon. And just a reminder, the Girly Quiz has the ability to go to into kind of uncharted waters. We don't know what our Dave is going to say, if you know what I mean. And we are talking about womanly things in and out and upside down and inside out and all the rest. So hand on the dial if there's kids in the car. Shall we proceed?
Let's do it.
Dave, question number one on the Girly Quiz this week is...
Let's go.
What's the difference between fine and thin hair?
Fine and thin hair. I have absolutely no idea.
No, you do.
Thin hair, I know what thin hair is, but like I would have said probably be the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Thin hair would be like you don't have a lot of... It wouldn't be thick. You wouldn't have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Fine hair, I would imagine... Oh, maybe fine hair means that it's easily damaged. So I'm going to say that thin hair... No, because I don't know. What's the difference?
The difference between fine and thin hair?
See, I know you're looking for something specific and I don't have that specific thing.
Okay.
So
think about it. I feel like you're on the right track.
I think that the difference is that one is not a lot of hair and one is easily damaged hair. So maybe fine hair is easily damaged and thin hair isn't, but that's the thing. Like, I know I'm probably close to it, but I haven't really got a clue. Do you know what? Well, I think I'll call Kira.
Do, really?
Yeah, I think I'll call Kira, just to get the specifics.
I understand. Kira, good morning again.
Kira. Good morning.
All right, Kira, 30 seconds on the clock. Could you please tell me the difference between thin hair and fine hair?
Fine hair would be to, like, the amount of hair you have to the, like, the thickness of it. Then thin hair would be if you don't, like, have as much hair, so it'd be very thin.
So fine hair is basically just thick hair?
No.
Well, like, the amount of hair you have that would make it thick.
Okay.
They're the same thing.
Great. Well, you don't seem incredibly confident in Kira's answer. So, Kira, I'm going to completely go against you here.
Wow.
And I'm going to say that fine hair is more easily damaged than thin hair.
Ash, what are you saying on this?
I'm actually Googling mid-quiz, which is, you know, crazy.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
Because the answer really is that fine hair refers to the individual hair follicles, them being fine. And thin hair would refer to correctly how much hair you have.
Okay.
I can't find definitively whether fine hair gets damaged more easily.
However, you would assume if it is a follicle is a lot thinner, as Dave said, potentially it would be damaged easier.
In honour of him not having done it for 3 weeks and it being the week of International Men's Day,
woo!
Will we give it to him?
I think we should.
Yes.
But okay.
By the skin of your teeth.
And not any help from Kira.
I think Kira does know. I think it was just a bit confusing.
Kira, thank you very much. You have won for you and a friend that Beabel prize pack.
Beabel Beauty hamper for you and a friend. So that's you sorted for your sister for Christmas as well. Thanks for your time, Kira.
Thanks so much. Good luck. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, moving swiftly on, Dave. Question number two. Please provide three reasons why a woman might experience low libido.
Low libido. Okay. Oh, God. Low libido.
Mm-hmm. You're not used to that, you know.
I wouldn't be used to that now myself.
Never even heard.
Low libido. If you're stuffed, like if you're full, if you're... if you're about to enter menopause.
Interesting.
If you're in menopause, if you are... Okay, so that's one, menopause. The second one is, I'm going to say on your period, but I have not found that to be the case.
Jesus, mother of mercy.
Oh, my God.
On the radio at 8:15.
He really is confident this week, isn't he?
God.
I'm going to say period just because you never know what could happen on a period. So I'm going to say period. I'm going to say... what was the other thing I said?
Menopause.
And I'm going to say pregnancy. Those are the three main things. I can't picture anything else. So, menopause, one. Period, two. Pregnancy, three.
Because we were so lenient on question one.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
Why?
Because I'm over on mayoclinic.org and there is no mention of period. And I've actually Googled, does period give low libido? And the answer that comes up is that it can actually increase.
Well, see, this is what
libido.
I was saying.
Mm-hmm. So some of the other options could be on certain medication, yes. Fatigue, stress.
When in doubt, always go for the medication. Yes. Stupid.
There's a couple of obvious ones.
Self-esteem is there as well.
Yeah.
And it's very true actually about the period thing, isn't it? It's funny how that
happens. But you were right with menopause and pregnancy.
Yeah, damn it.
Listen. We move. You know, for the next time.
You lose some. All right, final question on the girly quiz this week. David.
What does MAC stand for?
Oh, for God's sake.
As in MAC.
Makeup. Final answer. MAC. Makeup and... Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to have to 50-50 this.
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
I'm going to have to 50-50 it.
I think some girls wouldn't even know that one.
I've a feeling because I think MAC doesn't like, they don't test on animals and something like that. So I think maybe you could have A for animals. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's 50-50.
Makeup animals. Animals cool. Okay, entering simplify mode. What does MAC stand for? Is it A, makeup art cosmetics?
Yes, that's it.
Or is it B, makeup applied correctly?
It is answer A, makeup and cosmetics.
Wrong. Makeup art cosmetics.
That one. Makeup art. Makeup art cosmetics. A. I said A first.
You did. We'll put you out of your misery. You're correct.
But I lost.
But you've lost. Oh, girly quiz.
I hate losing on a question that's not the last one.
I know.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I
because I'm like,
that.
There's no point. Do you know what I mean? It's so annoying.
Yeah, I hear you. You're like, who cares about having any self-respect?
Yeah.
I've already lost anyway.
Who cares about MAC at this stage?
Listen, well done, Dave. Fair play. Overall, a good performance your first week back after an absence of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Stand by. We want to give you tickets to Charlie XCX at Malahide Castle. We're doing that next.
It's the girly quiz. With Via Bell, the original tan meets skincare, as seen in Vogue.
How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.